a charcoal pencil, an easel, and a few clip lights. These are the makings of an ad hoc studio inside the lobby of a Denver Ramada Inn. And for now, it's Jess Dubois' workplace.
While I continue to work.
That's because his longtime space in the city's historic Five Points neighborhood is off limits because of a burst water pipe.
I try not to let anything stop me from creating. And while I'm still able to.
This is the third time the 79-year-old artist has been displaced by flooding.
I was in Estes Park in the Big Thompson flood in 1976. And then I had shops there. And then again in 1982, that's when the dam broke.
But this most recent occurrence could prove the most devastating because of mold.
This has got a lifetime of work, my art, in my shop.
Du Bois is a native of Five Points and has worked as an artist for nearly 60 years. Despite having traveled the country sketching and painting as he went, and serving as a Marine in the Korean War, Du Bois has always been true to his Colorado roots.
I love the mountains. I spent time in Laguna Beach, California, and I hardly ever painted seascapes.
In 1957, Du Bois was a member of the first class to graduate from the Art Institute of Denver and would later be inducted into its Hall of Fame in 2004. His other accolades include a Denver Mayor's Excellence in the Arts Award and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Denver Black Arts Festival. While Du Bois has long been known for his portraiture, landscapes are now a significant part of his body of work. His decision to shift focus was met by skepticism from some, who told him to stick to what he did well.
Well, then that made me more determined to learn how to do landscapes and still lifes and other subjects.
Du Bois said portraiture requires exactitude, the ability to draw a person's likeness. But Du Bois said he enjoys the freedom associated with landscape painting.
It's up to you to make a pleasing, good painting that's believable. That's why so many people say, oh, I know exactly where that is. I was standing right there last weekend.
But in reality, that came right out of your head, right?
In reality, most of it came right out of my head.
In addition to his work as a painter and sketch artist, Du Bois is also a sculptor. One of his works, a sculpture of Dr. Justina Ford, the first African-American doctor licensed in Colorado, stands at the 30th and Downing Light Rail Station in Denver. He also dabbles in music, playing the spoons and drums. And he recalled his work time at the New Orleans Playboy Club, where he met and sketched jazz greats such as Billy Eckstein.
I made it a point to go wherever they were performing and listen and try to learn something. So all that I incorporate into what I'm doing now, blues and jazz players, large murals, landscapes, portraiture, sculpting.
Du Bois is still awaiting the results of the mold testing to determine if he can resume work at his Welton Street studio. And while the mold could be remediated, the damage to his artwork cannot.
It's definitely a setback, but I still keep going. I'm not going to give up and feel sorry for myself. I got to keep going. This is my life.
Despite the setback, Du Bois focuses on a positive aspect of his temporary studio space.
What does it feel like to have your work in such a public place?
It's great. I like it.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.